But if you've just tuned in, we're talking about how the restaurant industry took its frustrations to the streets, whereby the owners are calling for some of the lockdown regulations to be eased as their businesses are taking financial strain. We also learned that no permission has been granted for the protest, the way Njongo Santile Bekasixoxela. However, the restaurant owners took to the streets anyways. So they have been building momentum for the protest using the hashtag Jobs Save Lives. And joining us on the line, we have Clive. Now, Clive works for a restaurant. Clive, thank you so much for ukhuluma nathi and welcome to the Ego Trip.
Thank you and good afternoon to the listeners.
Now we saw when our president announced the nationwide lockdown in March, whereby different organizations, learning institutions came to a standstill, right? Can you just take us through how you were affected when your doors were shut for the restaurant that you work for?
Mainly, I'd say it's been a difficult 4 months for almost every restaurant employee. I'd say for most employees, mainly because of a lack of income and job security because of the effect of the pandemic. Some of us are having to have had luck to receive the COVID test benefits, but not everyone has been that luck. So it's been very hard for most people to make ends meet, as the grant doesn't really cover most of our rent or to actually take care of your own household. I, for example, have been paying like half of my rent for the past 4 months. So as soon as things get back to normal, that's money that I still have to pay back. So you can understand the kind of pressures that I encounter on a daily basis.
And some people are not aware of this, that with some people who work in restaurants, you do have a basic salary. But for some people, you're actually dependent on tips because, believe it or not, I used to work in a restaurant as well, whereby you are literally dependent on the tips that you receive after serving, patrons. But obviously, when this doesn't happen, you do not get your tips.
Yeah, so close to 80% or 60% of restaurant staff, the front of our staff, they live mainly on their tips. So you can imagine for the past 4 months, they haven't been going to work. And like I said, the grants that we've been getting from the government, as much as we appreciate them, I don't think they really cover what we normally go through on a month-to-month basis.
Yeah. And I mean,
people are mostly affected.
Yeah. And I mean, now things are slowly getting back to normal. What do I mean by that? I mean, with some restaurants, I mean, they have opened, obviously, with certain rules and regulations in place. I know, for instance, that with some restaurants that have been opened, they're not allowed to sell alcohol. So would you say that with the level 3 nationwide lockdown, whereby certain restaurants being opened, business having started slowly but surely, has it really made a difference from your side?
From my side, coming from a restaurant, that's basically, I would say, close to 70% of our sales come from liquor. Our owners saw no point of opening because I would say liquor is the driver of people coming into the restaurant. So without liquor, even the people that would come for food and won't come. So from my perspective, it's not helping because we have even with the relaxation of the restrictions in the level 3, some of us haven't been to work. Even for those people that have gone to work, the restaurants that have gone to work, business is not as normal. I think they're trading at a 50% capacity, and it's not really helping the kind of money that they make on a month-to-month basis.
So if you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Ego Trip on EGFM 95.4. We are having a chat with Clive, who works in a restaurant. And of course, he's telling us about how he's been affected as a restaurant worker with this whole nationwide lockdown. Now, Talking about liquor, right? There's this argument whereby now we've seen when our president announced ukuthi utshwala ngeke busathengiswa futhi because people are misbehaving, people don't know how to behave. As a person who normally gets exposed to people who get intoxicated in a restaurant, would you say that some people don't really know how to behave after they've consumed alcohol?
I think, of course, you do get people that misbehave after one or two or more bottles. But for restaurants like the ones that I work in or where I come from, it's what we do, we are very strict on abiding to the liquor regulation. So, for example, if we see that someone is already intoxicated, we do not allow them to get a next drink. So but it differs now from restaurant to restaurant, because some other restaurants don't really mind, because maybe they'll be thinking that's extra cash that you're making from this person, regardless of how drunk they are. But where I work, we're actually very strict. Even with the underage drinking, we actually check all those kind of things. If someone is very drunk, we stop serving liquor at that point in time. And if you see that if you think that you're driving, we'll probably ask you, and we always make sure that we don't drive back home. We'll probably get you a cab to get back home.
Totally understand. Clive, there's also this statement that goes by the customer is always right. So in an instance whereby you are trying to prevent this person from getting the next drink because uyabona ukuthi sega phuze ngokwanele, and then the customer goes on to say, but I want my drink. I am a customer. I am right. In that instance, briefly, how do you deal with that situation?
But yeah, look, I mean, we understand the term where the customer is always right, but also under liquor regulations, as vulnerable to sell liquor to someone who's already drunk. So it's up to me as a bartender or as a waiter to actually judge and see which is, you can't handle it now. And we are allowed by our governing bodies, as the restaurant or our management, to say no to you.
Okay. So, Clive, thank you so much for having a chat with us. That was Clive, who works for a restaurant. As you know, the restaurant industry is taking its frustrations to the street. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks to you.